I remember the first time I experienced discrimination or racism. I was 5 years old, and I had asked my parents if my friend Bobby could spend the night with me. My parents called his parents, and everything seemed to be fine. After school, Bobby rode home on the bus with me. When I opened the door, both my parents looked at one another and then looked at me. They closed the door, and Bobby and I went to play in my room. Everything seemed to be fine until my parents sat me down. They explained to me that Bobby could no longer come over because he was black. They explained to me that neighbors might think something different and that he was not allowed to come over anymore. Was it them that were being racist, or were they telling me the truth? When I was 5 years old, I decided I would never treat someone different because of their ethnicity or race. This was before I realized I was gay. Even afterwards, the feeling of this type of behavior sickened me. Sadly, every day, each and every one of us experience racism or discrimination. On this show, it is every episode that we talk about racism and discrimination. Yes, my friends and I do make fun of different people, even if they are retarded, religious, animal rights activists, or of different ethnicity or race. This includes everyone in the world, and yes, that includes white people. Never would I purposely hurt someone because of these jokes. The Foul Monkeys podcast is about making people laugh. Sometimes we are serious, and we are completely retarded at other times. I wanted to apologize to anyone that has felt offended by what I have said or what my friends have said. I can guarantee that Foul Monkeys will not change. If there is a listener that has been offended and is still listening, it might be time to find a different show. We will continue to talk about the things we choose. If you are a listener and you have been offended, please contact us and let us know how you feel. We take negative feedback just as we do positive. With that being said, I hope the remaining listeners will continue to listen to the show and support us. We love all of our listeners, and I hope that each and every one of you enjoy it also. We love making the show, and we will continue to record until there is no one listening. Thanks for being supportive, and this is episode 89.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that loud? You can add your own words if you want.
Oh, God.
I made this myself.
It's disco time.
Gay disco time.
That reminds me of Stomp.
Of what?
Stomp.
Oh, Stomp.
I expect people to be hitting trash cans and whatnot.
Oh, that's great.
That is what it sounds like, though.
You know, where they just hit stuff? They're like, I'm going to play music
hey man,
on the
Stomp
top
is
of
cool.
a building.
Is that too loud, everybody? Is that perfect?
Eh.
Sounds good to me.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Ryan.
And this is Misty.
We're out of herb today. We celebrated too much on Friday for him. So, no, I'm just kidding. Actually, these are some originals. Huh?
We're going back to the old shit. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
It's great old school.
I don't know if I have any, or if you're a new listener, if you haven't listened to some of the old episodes, Ryan and Misty were like episode four?
I think three or four,
somewhere around there?
Four is the Misty fart episode.
Yes.
This is Misty, the infamous fart girl.
Hello.
Misty, conveyor of farts.
Thank you.
So, today's Earth Day, you guys.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I like the thing on Google.
The melted ice? Mm-hmm. It's appropriate, huh?
It was funny because I went to Google and I see it and I was like, what the hell is that for? I was like, oh yeah, it's Earth Day. Huh, global warming.
Let me go throw away my plastic bottles.
Let's set some styrofoam on fire.
I don't understand that because people actually microwave their styrofoam with their food in it. And I'm like,
I've never done that.
That's
it
so bad.
It lets off gases. Hello.
Yeah, that's what I asked.
And they linger in the microwave.
Fur said that was okay. Like, I was like, no, I don't think you're supposed to do that. And she's like, no, that's fine. Whatever. I was like, okay.
Isn't it like one of those things you're not supposed to leave like a silver spoon in the mayonnaise jar or something, you know, something like that causes poisoning? Bad. Huh.
Silver spoon in the mayonnaise jar? Mm-hmm. It's going to kill werewolves who
stuff.
Love mayonnaise?
No. And where do werewolves come in?
Silver. Duh.
Oh, hello. Sorry. Boo.
It's okay.
It's because I've been busy with school. How's and been going? Staying up late.
They
school
don't teach
sucks.
You about werewolves school in school.
What good is it if they don't teach you about supernatural things?
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm in my African studies class, they taught us a little bit.
About what?
About werewolves?
No.
About Zambu?
African stuff.
Like, we'll know the voodoo?
No.
Yeah, anyway, that's Jamaican. Jesus. Haitian, Jamaican. And voodoo, hoodoo.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
You do.
You do the voodoo that I do that you do?
Something like that.
Shoot, child baby, shoot. Power.
Have you ever seen Serpent in the Rainbow?
Yes.
That is an insane
movie. I saw that when I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah,
it's
same here.
Really scary.
Serpent in
freak
the
me
rainbow?
The fuck
have
out.
You ever seen that?
No, I
haven't. Oh my
highly
god,
highly recommend it. It's a crazy movie.
It's
about hoodoo and yeah. voodoo
and zombies and stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
It's real scary.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
My parents are like, watch this.
Thanks, Mom.
I don't know if they're trying to teach me about the devil or what.
Maybe it scared the straight right out of you.
I like that. I'm going to have to
maybe
tell
that,
them.
Maybe that serpent in the rainbow was a metaphor for something else. You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
Different kind of serpent
like
in
what?
The rainbow.
Tell me.
Damn.
Misty wants to say something. She just...
Not really.
Speaking
I'm just
of,
I'm just gonna leave that.
Speaking
one
of serpents, by the way, I'm thinking about getting another tattoo.
Are you gonna get a piece of pie this time?
No. I was thinking about above, like in my like below my stomach, above my crotch, getting like a banner.
Oh, the slut tattoo
that says yeah. "Pride mm-hmm. of the South."
And in case anybody right. out there doesn't know, Ryan does have two other tattoos, one of which is the pie symbol between his shoulder blades, and the other is a smiley face on his
and
cheek.
I do believe maybe like 10 episodes ago you were supposed to supply us with that picture to put on the website.
Like you said you wanted to take it and you haven't taken it, so.
No, you told me I couldn't take it, that you already had a picture taken of it.
Oh, really?
You know how many yeah. pictures he's had that. Taken of his ass?
I don't know.
Exactly.
There's one of me dressed as Jesus with a picture of my ass tattoo.
When he first got it, I was still working at GC. And I don't know how many times he went out in the parking lot for people to see his ass and take pictures.
Yeah,
of
like my manager and manager in training were like, I want to see it. And I was like, come out in the parking lot after the shift and I'll show it to you.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Was it guys?
No.
Oh, well, that's not hot.
Not for you.
So, what?
I don't
everybody
know.
Was looking at me.
Hi, Misty. Hi.
You guys have to talk closer to your microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go. You got it. Four finger widths.
Can you right. feel it now, Ricky?
Well, my fingers are fatter, so maybe I should do three.
No. Oh, self-diss.
I got the cool mic with the little monkey on it.
Yeah, that's our mascot.
It's cute.
Herb says, we have another one, too, somewhere around here. I think it's in my bedroom.
The people that make this are called Best Ever.
Aww. You know what it reminds me of? The things from... Do you remember the cartoon The Shirt Tales?
Yes,
that's what
I
it reminds
do.
Me of. I love that cartoon.
I
do you
know.
Remember it, Ryan?
No.
No, because you're like
when
19.
You showed me the picture, young. It looked familiar, but I think I probably only caught it on reruns.
Oh, you mean the photo of the email that I sent?
Yes. Correct.
That email.
Because at first I couldn't tell what the fuck you were talking about.
Well, when
and
he showed
you
it,
sent
he
it to me,
oh,
I was like...
Because The Shirt Tales. I knew what they were.
Yeah. Good. I thought it was appropriate with the email, yeah. Which, by the way, the one-year anniversary is coming around.
True.
Ooh.
I don't know why. I know there was a lot of people that got that email, and I don't know if it'll be ooh. Sent out again. But
you can do I hate blank blank at hotmail.com.
Gmail.
Whatever.
Hey, man, I like Gmail.
Me too. I don't like the other person. I wish I could see her out on the street. So I could...
Fist fight her?
No, just spit on her face.
Ooh. I'd rather somebody punch me than spit on me.
Yeah.
That's just well, one of those... No, I'm serious.
Depends it's like on one if of it's on purpose or on like, accident.
I don't want you to spit on me.
I
want to
go... Pull them out right out of the bottom of my lungs and just...
It's so gross.
Just spit all over.
Misty's actually moving away from you now. She's like, I'm hightailing it out of here. But I'm still out of close here. Enough to talk on the mic.
Yes.
I'm taking this mic with me.
No. Oh, Misty, I was going to tell you about the good deal. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, true.
What else are we going to talk about? There's no list. We didn't do a list or
See,
anything.
See, that's what I was saying.
I know. I'm bad. Oh, we have a new member to the Frapper map.
Ooh.
Misty.
Oh. That's because I want my damn bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah. About that, we have some bad news. Until we can find a cheaper way of making the bumper stickers, there's no possible way to supply everyone on the Frapper map with one.
How many people are on the Frapper map now?
About 25. But you multiply that by $4.50.
They're that much?
Yeah. That's why I got to find someone cheaper to do it.
I'm good at searching the net.
Yeah. Maybe you can find a business deal for me.
Maybe.
Yeah, so that's the bad news that I was supposed to tell you guys like 3 episodes ago, but we haven't recorded in almost 2 weeks, though.
It's, wow.
Yeah. That's bad.
For shame.
I know. It's for free. What do you expect? I entertain True. People for free.
Woo!
Woo!
Or, excuse me, we entertain people for free.
Well,
Get it, dog. Get it.
So Ryan had a good idea for like the 100th episode, and that's to bring everyone that's been on the show back on the show. Actually, it'd probably be better to ask them what their favorite moment was and then play it.
Mm.
But then that would require people to go through the episodes that they were on.
Yeah.
No, I assume that's a reference to me, or is that are you hating on me, or
no?
Oh, okay.
It's just an idea. Oh. Paranoid much?
No.
Well, Ryan, we were talking about the 100th episode.
100th episode
in the podcast world,
and it would actually be cool, like either beforehand or after the 100th episode, if you did like a best of. And play your favorite clips, you know, or like the ones that got the most response.
But that would require me to listen to every episode.
You don't have any things off the top of your head where you could be like, oh, well, that was in that episode.
Misty, I am a famous podcast star who has no time for anything.
Actually, you're a superstar, oh, so yeah. You just dissed yourself.
Podcast superstar.
Does superstar mean you have to be like at least 6 foot tall? Is that what that means?
Yeah. Sorry, Ryan.
Oh, damn. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Wow, that was loud. We really don't have anything. Oh, we can do. I feel lost without her because he usually keeps a list of stuff, so.
Shame, shame.
But we can do Would You Rather here in a few minutes.
Ooh.
And I know. Right?
And you have Exciting. A nifty little calendar.
Calendar?
Or,
oh,
yeah,
what?
That's, how do you get your Would You Rather?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Oh, that was weird. I feel like I'm being interviewed.
Maybe you are.
Maybe so. I'm probably still tired from not going to bed until 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then waking up at 1, I was tired. And then last weekend, I wanted to talk about with the people I went to the rodeo with, but last weekend, I didn't go to bed until really late. And on Saturday, I was like kind of drunk, and we went down to the hot tub. And somebody told me my phone was ringing, so I got out of the hot tub, and boom, busted my ass.
Damn.
I mean, I landed right on my back.
Oh.
And everybody was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. It didn't hurt. And everybody's like, ah!
At least they assholes. Asked if you were okay yeah. before they laughed.
Yeah.
They go, did you hit your head? I was like, mm-mm. That's good, though. The reason I didn't hit my head is I have enough back fat on me to support me. And I kind of like suction cup to the, to the sidewalk. Man. So when I got up, it made like a fart noise. It was like...
Somebody pick me up. I'm stuck to the ground.
That would be awful. Yeah, what? Awfully funny. So we had I guess we'll just go to the next thing about our negative feedback from anonymous.
Oh yeah.
Whatever.
Pussies.
So somebody left a comment over on the website that you guys can check out, because I didn't remove it, because you know, here at Foul Monkeys we take negative feedback just as much as positive, but with your identity. So if you leave a comment that doesn't have your name, then we could care less, but we'll read it anyway for people to know, and maybe they can, I don't know, go find who they were, because it left their IP address and everything. So I don't do that. I don't know how to do that. So, but they did use the Skype technology to call me with. They signed up with a Skype account and called my Skype account with it. So I couldn't track their telephone number. Because I looked up the number and it was like Washington State. So it was another Skype number. Maybe it was another podcaster.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, we'll hear that call in a minute.
You don't know all of them. Okay.
Yes, I do.
You know some of them. You do not know all.
No, there are like thousands of them everywhere. They have like thousands of ones entered into iTunes every day.
Yeah, there's probably some performing podcast in all your cupboards right now that you don't even know about, you know? Probably.
Maybe.
Somebody broke in your house.
No, I don't think so.
Snuck into your cupboards.
Podcasting about me? That would be great. I wish.
We're in Ricky's cupboards. Yeah.
I want to do a press release on like on the 100th episode. Do like a press release and people come to the website and they'll just like.
Oh my God, I love you guys. We love you, Ricky.
That would be great. That would boost my ego so much. But it's great. Like I went down to Fort Lauderdale and people were like, oh, you're a podcast superstar. I'm like, I am. Awesome. But hey. Whatever. Oh, the comment. Let me get to the comment. So this was based on the last show, which was 88. And I had a bunch of us on it. Carlos, me. And this is the message that was left. I had a talk with someone on MySpace this evening, and they said your podcast was basically shit.
Well, they are monkeys flinging poo.
Right. Well, this person had to agree. That's what they said. I had to agree. There's really no point. I also find it interesting that you'll talk about the most rancid of subjects, but you scoff off at the very face of God. I wasn't aware that God had a face. Sorry. Why does it please you to mock other people's beliefs? People are always going to believe differently, but why disrespect and mock it? The person I talked to said they had you on their LJ and removed you, LJ's live journal, and removed you, calling you an asshole. I had to agree with them. It's too bad you have some unresolved anger and have somehow turned that into a venomous attempt at humor. Am I angry? Do you think I'm angry?
I do think you're poison, though. Like a snake.
Too bad, Ricky. You could have done something great here, but it's more two femme boys talking loud and saying nothing.
The fact that he used the term, or whoever it is used the term, two femme boys...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're the ones hiding something.
Right.
And angry because they haven't told people they're gay.
I think it's funny that he says I'm an angry person.
Like, you're not
I'm
angry.
Like far from it.
Yeah, I mean, like you get angry in some situations, but so do other what do they call them? Oh, human beings.
Oh yeah.
Human beings.
Well, my thing is that, yeah, I make fun of people, but who doesn't? Who doesn't make fun of religious people except for religious people? And I don't even really make fun of them. I just kind of voice my opinion.
Them existing is just them making fun of themselves.
Take that, LiveJournal user.
What? Who the fuck is using LiveJournal anyway?
I use LiveJournal. A lot of my listeners do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't even remember my account password or anything.
You could find and try to read my LiveJournal. It's medium pimping, but I have no idea how to log into it.
I've had mine for a while. I actually prefer it better than MySpace.
Oh, I almost want to go back.
Yeah, MySpace is always breaking down.
I can tell that because you never update MySpace.
I don't know how to update the monkeys, the Foul Monkeys page. I don't know how to do the MP3s and stuff. My friend Mike was doing that, and then he stopped because he didn't have the time for it. So I haven't really. Do you know how to do it?
If I don't, I'm pretty good at figuring shit out. And I have a lot of time on my hands right now, Ricky.
Why is that?
Because I'm unemployed.
That doesn't sound too bad. No Where did you job? Work before? Oh, video store.
Yeah.
Oh, somewhere since then?
No, that's the last job. Well, actually, I did some temp work for a temp agency.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just office crap.
What happened to Blockbuster?
It wasn't Blockbuster. It was Hollywood Video.
What happened there?
Oh my God, can we say that? Is that copyright infringement?
No.
Well, if then we is, can then just refer to it as Hollywood.
We'll call it Bollywood Video.
Oh. Oh.
No, there were some adventures what there, though. Be?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do they have a porno section there? Oh, no. No porno in
Polk County.
Yeah. Polk County.
You know how many people still came in and asked about porn? And it's like, how long have you lived in Polk County?
Right. The old porn stores and the old porn store is a gay church now, right?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that great? It's still a porn wonderful. Store.
I actually, when I worked at GC Services, there was a guy who went to that church.
Mm-hmm.
And, he told me that when they got it and they were cleaning it out, mm-hmm. there were still a lot of things left from the porn shop, like toys and things like that.
Cool.
And that's weird because it was like years.
Oh, really?
That the stuff was like in there.
It's still probably good. Plastic lasts a long time, so.
That's weird, though.
Plastics make it possible.
Exactly.
Somewhere a baby is saved. Somewhere else, someone is pleasured. Oh. Plastics.
I just from my fucking forehead on a microphone. Oh God, I'm retarded.
Eco-imagination. Environmentally friendly dildos.
Oh, speaking of that, did you know they're
what a they're, segue.
They're like turning water bottle, like they make water bottles out of corn now. Can you believe that?
They make everything out of corn.
I haven't seen it yet, but I read about it. But that's interesting, I think.
I'm sure they can make it out of hemp, too.
You can make anything out of hemp.
Yeah,
like paper. There's more places than corn does.
Yeah.
You can make and fuel an automobile.
Oh, yeah?
And a house to put the automobile
Are we,
in.
Like, a pro-hemp group here today, or what?
I am. I'm all for hemp.
Yeah, you're all for it.
In all its
yeah, I was
going to
say,
help
was a bit different.
Sizes
than...
and everything.
Well, it actually is really cool because you can do so much with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can make clothes.
Lotion. Have you seen the hemp lotion?
No.
They have hemp lotion.
Oh, I know. I rub it on my tummy while I'm smoking.
Mm. I'm sure it's your tummy that you're rubbing it on.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that person that left the comment, I don't take people seriously when they're anonymous. Yep. Thanks for the comment, but until you leave your name and let us know how you really feel, well, I guess they did, but
well, see, the thing is my opinion when people make a comment about something, or you know, negative or positive, if you don't leave your name, then you obviously don't back up your opinion very much.
And you don't care.
Right. Because if I'm going to say something negative, I'm going to be like, bitch, my name is Misty. You got a problem with that? Email me.
Ooh. Sorry.
Was that somebody's phone?
It's Herb.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I still haven't turned off my phone for the last 88 episodes.
Is he still working?
That should be.
Yeah, he wanted us to call him. Well, I think he's getting ready to go to work. Episode. But if we call him, we have to stop for a second and set up something different. So
it's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. All right, you guys talk while I text message.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Misty.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm good. It's nice living at your house.
Yeah, he...
Oh, do you tell us the
I don't
want
to go into all. Oh,
man. Use but, fake names. Fake names.
No, but I'm going to... yeah. What's up?
Party! Yeah, he's... you've never been to my house, but there's... Well, it's my parents' house.
Yeah, I'm living at Misty's parents' house.
Oh, that's... Are you sharing a room?
No.
No.
There's a building behind my parents' house, and there's two bedrooms out there. Mm-hmm. And he's renting one, and my ex-lesbian roommate is renting the other one.
Yeah.
I've been thinking... Okay, if anybody out there that's one of Super Podcast Superstar Ricky's
listeners...
If you have an idea on how to get rid of somebody, and I don't mean kill them, I've thought of that. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
But how to get somebody to move out who just won't leave.
Yeah, she put me next let to me her know. Like it didn't work at all.
So are you talking, you're not, it's not Ryan you're speaking of. It's the person no. that's living next to him.
No, man, Ryan's cool.
Yeah, that's,
no, the person
that's
living
why
next
I'm
to him.
There. Yeah. I'm part of the
My parents
I'm part
love
of the
Ryan.
Solution.
What's up with the other person?
She's a bitch.
But she's paying your parents rent, right? So they probably don't care.
Yeah, she's paying them rent. She hasn't paid them rent in like 2 months. But the thing is she works with my mom. And I think that's why my mom doesn't want to kick her out.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
She's going to have to hear her bitch at work.
Yeah.
How much is the rent?
She pays $200.
That's it?
Yeah. That's what she pays. Ryan pays half that and she don't know.
She's not a listener, is she? Do I need to beep that out?
No, she's actually...
Honestly, though, if she did complain about that, be like, you got yard. Shut your damn mouth.
You got yard.
Well, she has two piece of shit dogs. And I love animals. And right now, there's only three animals on this earth that I completely hate. Two of which are her dogs. But
what's the third one?
Yeah, what's
the dog one? Across the street.
Oh, yeah, you do hate that dog. That dog will just be sitting there and Misty's like flicking it off and be like, you're a douchebag.
This dog comes up into our yard and barks at us. It chases people down the street.
Yeah, that
you know,
and it's like a min pin.
No, it's like a beagle mix. It's like a little short.
What's a beagle
going
to do?
I don't know. But it's just annoying. I hate that. But
I wish I had $100 rent.
I know, right?
Is there like a bathroom and everything there?
No.
Oh, they have to come inside to your house to do
but
that?
But it's no problem.
To do that.
It's like really close. It's only like 20 business. Feet away from the house.
The only problem is, though, is I don't like having my feet dirty, so I have slippers that are to come in the house.
But ever since she moved in, because she went to New York for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. City?
No.
I was going to say, if she can't pay $200 rent, I know she didn't make it in New York City.
I forget the name of the town she lives in, but it's in southern New York. It's like a little shit town. I mean, seriously, it was. And when she came back, which actually, she basically just told my parents she was going to move in.
Oh.
And my mom's like, what? You know?
Okay.
And then she was supposed to come in like 2 weeks, and she came like 3 days after she told my mom she was coming back. Like, totally surprised us, showed up at our house one day. And she's got a little Jack Russell-type dog,
mm-hmm.
which it's a screechy dog. You know, it's like yappy and screech. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a boxer that mm-hmm. she had when we lived together.
Mm-hmm.
And that dog is stupid. That's...
It is a dumb dog.
I'm not going to go into anything because that dog's stupid. But ever just okay, I'm going on. I'm sorry. I know I'm boring. But but ever since she moved in, there's just all these little things. Like, she's extremely inconsiderate. Demanding me to ask permission to go into her little yard, which is my house. You know,
whoa. You didn't even tell me about that.
Oh, I didn't tell you about that.
Oh, I'm going to get drunk and piss in her yard.
Okay, so.
I'm going to do it. I'm like, good morning, Melissa.
So the other day when the.
Random person B. Who the hell else is living in the house anyway? If she hears this, she knows who the fuck we're talking about because I'm right here.
The other day when the cable guy was supposed to come.
Yeah.
I walked out back because she cut off the area by putting fence up.
Yeah.
That goes behind your room.
Uh-huh.
Which she didn't ask anybody to do that.
Well, that's my property.
He pays $100 rent for that shit.
I'd be staying off my lawn, thank you. Thank you very much.
So
I mow that and condition it myself.
So I went back there to see if it was accessible, yeah. Like how much she blocked it off.
Mm-hmm.
She blocked it off a lot. Like,
so is he going to be able to get in there, by the way?
We'll figure out a way.
Okay.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, we'll cut it down. It's my fucking house.
So when you guys are on the computer at the same time, are you actually inside or in your house, in your room?
He's in the room.
I'm in the room. She's in the house.
Oh, because the other day you said that you guys were right next to one another.
That's because I was
sitting
in his room.
That's because she came in the room. We were drinking. And then...
So I go out there to check and see the accessibility to his room for when the cable guy comes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just walked in there, opened up the little gate, walked to the back, walked out, shut it. Well, it was Thursday, and Thursday nights are my bowling night, and she mm-hmm. happens to be on the team with me.
Oh.
And my dad, yeah.
Oh.
But my dad's cool.
But, no, but someone that you, like, really hate and you're trying to get rid of is on the same bowling team as you? That's kind of sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
What's that?
They didn't hear that, actually.
So. Oh, so they think we're responding to noises in our head.
Oh, schizophrenia! Whee! Take me away! Zoom! I'm going to set something on fire.
So she actually questioned me. She was like, who went in my yard? Do you know who went in my yard? And I was like, what? And she's like, did you go in my yard? And I was like, actually, yeah, I did.
Did she track you or something? Like some kind of...
She seen my flip-flop.
Oh, no, not CSI. Shit.
And I was like, she's like, well, ask me next time you want to go in my yard. That's what I said. I was like, what?
Like, bitch, I'll go in your room if I want to.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You should.
But I was like, excuse me? I was like, it's my house.
That'll make her leave if you go in there. Just like, hey, what's up? Just like the girl that came into my apartment today.
That would sound so funny, though.
Yeah, like,
she's a bitch. I want her gone. If you got any ideas, let me know.
I say bad smells. I say flutter that place with bad smells.
Take her through the court system.
Why?
Well, I think they want to do it, like, to where she moves out on her own.
Oh. Well, when she moves out, can I move in? I'll pay $300. Fuck it. I'll pay $400. Anything but $640. Oh, but we were talking about the girl that came into my apartment. I was sitting at my computer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden, the door opens up. And I wish you guys could see what I'm doing. But the girl was such in shock that she had opened up the wrong door. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was just looking at her like, oh, it's okay. And she's like, I'm sorry. Like I was going to shoot her or something. It was funny. And I laughed so hard after I went to go close the door.
Where the hell is she from that she thinks this is like a terrible neighborhood?
Actually, it's starting to turn into the ghetto a little bit.
Please don't murder me. I just wanted to use the pool.
We have the ghetto bird coming around here every now and then.
Yeah.
The helicopter. Like shining their lights in our apartments and stuff.
Is that them now? Or is that all
the fly-in, probably.
Fucking planes.
All week.
Damn Yankees all week flying around.
We have been worried.
Oh, yeah, you guys are like right next to it, aren't you?
A fucking plane is going to crash into our building.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then one day we see this plane go, and then it goes below the tree line. Then all of a sudden you see this big puff of black smoke and a boom. And then the plane comes back up. But they were letting off cannons.
Oh,
but I was really scared there for a minute.
Were you around when that one crashed? Like the first or second day?
There's one that crashed into the Geico building or in the Geico parking lot this week.
Oh my God. How? I know like four people that work there and not a single one of them told me about it.
Well, one of them's Garrett.
Well, yeah. We'll
do we have any Garrett news?
Oh, yes, we do actually.
You know what? I don't think he ever listens to the show, but Garrett even show. If he does, his name is Garrett.
Yeah, there's no way he listens to
the show.
We're
not going to say her name
to
protect her.
That's fine.
We'll call her Xanadu.
Okay.
Xanadu. That's confusing.
So, Xanadu is actually somebody we've known for a few years now. We used to work with her. And about 3 months ago, her and Garrett hooked up. You know, and as with most of Garrett's relationships in the beginning, it was going great.
And a lot of, he's changed. He's a lot different, which everybody who knows him and goes out with him thinks. Because he's very tricky.
Yeah. I mean, she has a child, and it was even him hanging out with
I know.
Kid.
I think he's tricking a lot of people, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, like, he even made plans to, like, move in with her and all this stuff. Like, insane. So last night, I'm talking to Xanadu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just talking about life, you know, my unemployment. Being unemployed. And other things. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he broke up with her over text message.
Text message.
Text message.
Which we have a song for that, but we can't play it because I get in trouble.
Yeah.
We call it Text Message Breakup by Kelly. Go check it out on YouTube.
Yep. It's very funny. But he did. He broke up with her by text message. And he's... Am I missing something?
Ryan's giving me signals or something.
No.
He's giving me Garrett signals.
You think I'm sick? It's because you can't see anything below my eyes.
Because what your eyes look like and what I can't see, I can only imagine you going.
See, but I can't see your face, so I don't know. Oh, okay. No, I just have expressive
Herb just messaged and said that he can't talk because they're super busy. He's stocking a lot of milk and eggs right now.
So
we don't have to stop now.
Okay.
Not that we did already, but whatever.
But yeah, so.
He text message broke up.
Yes, he did.
That's
so wrong.
But
he told
her,
he's like, me and ex want to make it work. And.
No, honestly, you could say her name too.
Leanna.
Yeah.
But we've talked about her before on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because y'all said she was really stupid.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, so apparently they want to make it work is what he told her.
For the fourth time.
Yeah, for the fourth time.
Until he gets tired of her and breaks up with her again.
And it was, I just couldn't believe he did that to her.
I'm just passing out a few things.
That's just wrong.
That's rude.
I even told my drunk dad when he came home, and he's like, that's just fucking inconsiderate.
Exactly like that?
Basically. Oh, he was kind of stumbly. Right. With his Hawaiian shirt on.
That's too funny. So, I want to play some calls real quick.
Okay.
Yay. Wow, I wonder why someone's happy. So this is the first one. This is this is a call coming from Lakeland.
Oh, Lakeland.
Yeah, Lakeland.
Well, where's that? Is that in
Mississippi?
There's one in every state, Lakeland.
Right. Okay, so this is the first call. This is actually Misty calling in. So here we go. And she says she wasn't drunk, but whatever. Here we go.
Hello, Ricky. So, you podcast superstar, you. I just wanted to let you know that you made somebody who was already a fan an even bigger fan. And that is me, Misty. Okay, so that whole intro sounds like crap. But seriously, I wanted to tell you that I think the show is friggin' hilarious now. And Herb is totally awesome. And I'm kind of afraid to hear the show when he actually moves out here. Because you guys are just going to go completely insane. Because if you're not making out with each other while making the show, you're just going to totally feed off each other's energy. So I just wanted to say hey. And even though we only hung out a few times, I wanted to say that I had fun. And hopefully we'll hang out sometime again. So, to a loyal Foul Monkeys fan, or from a loyal Foul Monkeys fan, have a great day and be cool.
Aww. You know what I actually wanted to say?
What?
About the bigger fan part.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be like, and not just because I gained more weight. I wasn't drunk or anything.
What was that? I was going to comment on that.
I need to get the number so I can call in drunk sometime.
You should already know the number.
No, I know. Is it 1-800-FOUL-MONKEYS?
Get out.
Is it 1-800-FOUL-MONKEYS?
206-984-FOUL.
It's on their website.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, foulmonkeys.com.
When I get home and I have my phone, I'll put it on there.
So I was going to comment. What was I going to say about that?
I don't know.
Did you listen to the episode where he was actually here?
Who?
Herb.
I think so.
Well, he's actually here a couple times, actually. But the last, I don't know, I'm confused now.
Okay,
here's the second call that we
make it. Ryan's making
paper puppets.
Oh, I'm supposed to read this, aren't I?
Yeah, here in a few minutes.
You make that.
I don't know how.
Oh, the thing that goes like this?
I still know how to make them.
Oh, I know how to make them.
You have to make me one before you leave.
I'll make one.
Okay, so here's the second call. Here we go. It's Misty again.
Hey, Ricky. It's Misty again. I'm stalking you. Okay, no, not really. That last message was complete crap. But I do love the show, and I think that you guys are awesome. I think the combination of people you have is even better than when it first started. And I really do hope that we can hang out sometime. I'm kind of unemployed at the moment, so I have a lot of time on my hands.
Emphasize.
So hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Oh, and you guys should totally, totally, totally update your MySpace a little bit. Excuse me, more often. So yeah, and goodbye.
Wait a minute now. What is MySpace?
Okay, Grandpa.
And then we have one more call. I'm so excited about this call, actually.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. You ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me bring it up here. Let me put it in the queue. I always wanted to say that. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
You're a fool.
Is that it?
That's it.
Diss.
Might I say anonymous again? So we don't.
Pussy.
Poussoir.
Actually, you know what's funny? I wonder if they listened to the whole show.
Yeah.
I don't know. They probably only heard the last episode. They probably never heard of the beginning, you know, the beginning
well,
episodes
what I mean
or anything.
Is, like the whole last
oh,
episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of long. So some people, if they're not interested, but. Come on now. Listen to some other episodes before you judge somebody.
Well,
whatever.
Do you even say the number at the beginning of the show?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, damn. And the number of the episodes in the title, too.
Oh.
Because someone doesn't go to see the website, apparently.
Look, I didn't have internet until just the other day. What am I supposed to do? Like, pull it up on my Etch-a-Sketch?
You're supposed to go to the fucking library and do it.
I don't have a library card.
If they're free, you can get one.
I don't want the government to know I like books. George Bush might come get me.
Why? Oh. He don't read.
Oh no, he's read 52 books since he's been in office, because apparently he has a shitload of time on his hands.
Did you see where the governor of Florida like, you know, we have so many important things going on in Florida here that the only thing he can concentrate on right now is giving Jim Morrison amnesty for the stuff he was arrested for in Florida.
Wait, like dead Jim Morrison?
Yes.
Like Doors Jim Morrison, right? There's not another one running around.
No, the dead one.
Wow. Well, that's important. So in case his corpse ever wants to go on tour.
All right, or get a driver's license. Oh, I think I saw him the other day at the
time. I'm moving to...
They're old in there.
I'm moving in where?
In the DMV. Is that what you guys call it here? DMV? Is that what you guys call it?
Department of Motor Vehicles?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys call it that here or not.
The license place?
Yeah. The place where you have to make an appointment to get a license.
And then like, you still have to wait forever?
I was like, what the fuck?
I went in and went
I said,
out.
I'm driving like, to Plant City.
What day did you go, though?
Like Wednesday or something?
I went to Plant City. You
go
have to make an
when it's
there.
Time for them to get off work.
Oh,
that's how you do
that's
it.
A good
I'm serious. Go when it's time for them to get off work because they're hustling people out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a 97-year-old man that had his license renewed for 7 more years in front of
that
me.
That is so
Yeah.
Okay. My parents are older. They're like 61 and 62.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, first of all, they don't look it. But, you know, I mean, they can still drive. They're fine.
Right.
But when they add like a decade on, I don't know if I want them driving on the streets with me.
Right. No.
I mean, it's bad enough the people out there that are our age that drive like crap.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Could you imagine a 97-year-old driving for 7 more years?
Oh, my God.
No.
I'm going to be driving till
I was
my
like
arms
this.
Don't
I was
work.
Like,
and the fact is there's like no, there's no limit.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a limit.
Yeah, because
there's one for young
limit.
People.
Yeah.
Why isn't there enough for,
I
think
84.
70 is a good age to be getting some public transportation for people.
Yeah. I mean, or maybe like 70, but then have like 80 be it if you don't have anything wrong with your
right.
eyesight
mm-hmm.
or
yeah.
if hearing.
You're, or if do you're... testing more often than every 7 years.
Yeah.
Because people can change in like 1 year.
Wait, you're supposed to get tested every 7 years?
You're supposed to.
Yeah. My license is up next year, actually.
Do they retake your picture after the 7 years?
No, they don't change it. So you can be 70 and I'd be like,
I'm going to be a
21.
16-year-old boy on my picture for the rest of my life.
Well, actually, when you turn 21, you're supposed to go get a new license.
I did.
And they gave you the same picture?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. It's a good picture. I like it.
Okay, so let's do our Would You Rathers. I need a theme song.
Can you bring in pictures for them to put on there?
A theme song for Would You Rather?
Yeah, we need a theme song.
Wait. Would you rather do this or this?
That's good. I'll have to cut that out and use it. All right, so Ryan.
I think something more like a 1920s Would You Rather.
Oh, like,
you know, like yeah. a... Like the barbershop quartet.
Oh.
Thing.
And then have, well, they can't see it, but then have us all going. Like they,
yeah.
Up and down.
We could all
like
wear
the
hats.
Gophers in that machine, in that game.
Whack a mole.
What we could do is we could all do that and then take two pictures and be like, just keep flipping back and forth between them while you're listening.
That works. Or I'll.
Won't even have to be a video. Just save them in the same folder.
Oh,
just
I want
to
do a video
left,
podcast.
Right, left, right.
That would be fun, but I don't have a camera for it, so I have to work on that. Who has a video camera?
If my camera doesn't work for it, I think I know somebody who might. If she might let us borrow it,
a video camera?
It's a webcam kind of camera.
I don't know if that works because I have a webcam, but it's not big enough to show everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like they can see me.
Camera. Just have to find the charger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Look into that for me.
Actually, no, I know where the charger is. I have to find the cord. That connect the connector cord.
Okay.
Or buy one off eBay. Anyway.
Let's discuss it later.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at my would you rather.
So do the theme song again, Ryan.
I don't remember how it goes. Oh, wait. Would you rather do this or this?
This or that. Right.
Or that.
Okay. So, Ryan, you can go first.
Okay. mine says, you must choose. And there's a odd gentleman on the top.
He looks like Screech.
Yeah, it looks like Dustin Diamond.
I heard he was in a porn.
Yeah, he was.
Have y'all seen it?
No.
Oh, but I he's see very it. Proud of it, apparently.
That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah. Would you rather have to use clothespins to keep your eyelids shut for any sustained period of time, or only be able to prevent continuous nose hair growth by a constant exertion of will? I'm going to go with the second one. And
wait a minute. Constant what?
Continuous nose hair growth by a constant exertion of will. Like you have to constantly will yourself not to grow nose hair. I'd go with the second one because I think it'd blend in. I'd be like, no, that's mustache. I don't know what you're talking about. No. Yeah, my lip is just shaped funny. That's what I read it. I know how to read.
I didn't remember the first one. What did you do with this piece of paper?
I folded it and ripped it and played with it.
And the paper, too.
Yeah. And then I started playing with the paper.
What would you rather do?
I don't know. I think the eyelids.
Oh.
Because you can take them off once you're done.
Well, it says for a sustained period of time.
Which is sleeping, right? Oh, you wouldn't need them if you're sleeping, though.
Yeah. I say clothespins.
Oh.
Me too.
Oh.
You can have your long nose.
Yeah, I think it's because I have such beautiful eyelashes. I think that's why I don't want to do it.
Is that it?
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're luxurious.
You are all that is man.
I am all that is man.
Okay, so here's mine. Would you rather never have sex again or have sex once with a walrus?
Which part of a walrus?
His mouth.
Oh,
with
I don't
the
know.
Tusks.
Oh, no, I don't want to get tusked.
So no sex for you?
Like, could you still masturbate?
It says no sex. No coming. I would have to go with the walrus, but from behind.
I would have to say no thank you.
Yeah.
Abstinence for me.
Well, I wonder what a walrus penis looks like.
I'm sure we can find a picture of it online. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Let me look.
Could it at least be a hot walrus?
From Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, Alice in Wonderland. Was not the walrus and the...
The walrus and the carpenter?
Yeah.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things.
Maybe it could be like a Hollywood walrus. That way, you know, it would give me money afterwards.
A Hollywood walrus?
You know, because it gets a paycheck for being in movies. As opposed to one that like rots at SeaWorld.
Here's a walrus penis bone.
Yeah. Abstinence for Misty.
And for some reason, this is a walrus penis bone. They're saying the guy has a walrus penis. Totally crap. I want to see that now. What is that on? I don't know. It looks good anyway. So.
Yeah. So.
Walrus penis.
I think I'll just abstain.
Me too.
Not me. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. See, the thing is I think I'll probably end up humping something on accident. Like I won't.
While you're sleeping?
No, I'll just be like, yeah. What's going on in there, Ryan? Huh? I was just taking
try
a
humping
nap.
Your body pillow.
Oh, not again.
All right, Mr. Yours is last.
I like mine, though. Okay. Would you rather have to share all tables at restaurants with loud, unruly Scotsmen? Or...
Sorry, go ahead.
Slow your roll, Ryan. Immediately become pregnant if someone speaks about the War of 1812.
Oh my God, you guys would all be pregnant.
Scotsman.
I'm always talking about the War of 1812, and no way I could ever fucking sit with some
What
Scotsman.
War is that?
Huh?
That's the war between America and Canada where they whipped our ass. They tore us apart.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that's why we don't try to take over Canada because of that war.
Well, first
otherwise,
of all,
they'd be our bitch.
I don't want to be doing no baby. Random pregnancy crap.
You don't want to be birthing no babies?
Hell no.
You don't want Anna Nicole Smith situation where you have to guess?
Without semen, that means it's immaculate conception. Rich. So you'd just be shitting out Jesus's.
Shitting?
I hope I'm not shitting
about Well, every time somebody talks about 18 baby.
Brian, you get did pregnant, you pass anatomy class? Say,
yeah, well, no, here's what I've never taken anatomy class, but I know something happens with mysterious lady parts and babies come out of somewhere.
If you want to get specific, the question does not say if they speak of it in your presence. So this could be the entire world.
Yeah,
there could be a podcast
anytime
talking about
the
War of
1812.
The war. A whole podcast dedicated to it. Dan, welcome back to the War of 1812 podcast. We're sitting here with no one because there's no one to interview about the war. It was 200 fucking years ago. Everyone's dead. Everyone. And the rest of them are Canadian, and I don't want to talk to them anyway. That's like,
really surprised. Oh, she's sucking on ice.
I wonder if Canada, like the War of 1812 is like big, like the Civil War and the Revolutionary War.
What's the Civil War?
I'm not real sure. All I know is the South.
Sounds like a bunch of fighting in between postmen.
Wait,
Civil
what?
Workers. It was the IRS versus the postman.
Civil service war.
The postman will rise again.
Oh, did you hear, any of you hear about, apparently, I think it was in Washington, where an IRS building flooded. And it's going to cost a lot of money to fix it. So they were wondering, people were talking about it, and they were wondering if they were going to tax themselves for the repair costs.
Who's going to be the IRS agent to go out and verify that one? No, we got it, Jim. Mark approved on that.
Right. I hate taxes. They fucking suck. Except for when you get paid in the new year.
What like was the some other people one do on yours, Misty? It was the War of 1812, and what was it? The other one?
Scotsman.
Share all tables at restaurants with loud,
I have
unruly
to tell you,
Scotsman.
I have to tell you a story about a Scotsman.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
A last...
Was this the...
Yeah.
Is that why?
That's what I was asking. I went to Gasparilla, and...
I love Gasparilla.
But when I went, I tried LSD for the first time.
Oh.
And apparently it was like old school LSD and it was awesome. But then I saw a Scotsman and at first I was like, cool, a Scotsman. So I started following him around. Somewhere in the end of the night, it got from me like being like, hey, cool, a Scotsman, and me following him to, I'm going to fucking kill that Scotsman. We're going to fight and we're going to have a fight to the death. And
it was actually
then,
a pirate.
And then I
don't
go
look
to
at me. I wasn't with him.
I go after him to like to you know pick a fight with him, and he had gotten other Scotsmen. They all had dresses on. It was
that's
mysterious,
weird.
Very mysterious. I was like, the pirates should help me, but I didn't really actually see a lot of pirates. Mainly titties and Scotsmen.
And you have a problem with titties?
No, I have no problem with titties.
Me either.
Yeah,
I saw
good
titties this weekend.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where?
Well, not this weekend. Last weekend, we went to the gay rodeo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And some of them were fake titties on real men.
Yeah. That was an interesting face, Misty.
She was almost confused there.
Well, see, I remember one time in the news, this guy went in to get, implants in his chest, but like for pecs, you know, because he like
right
worked out and stuff. What's so funny?
What? Nothing. I just think the idea of a man getting pecs
they get
in his chest.
They get calf implants too to make their
yeah
calves look bigger.
But
I've heard
that's
about
what
that
he went in for,
mm,
you know, because
oh,
for some reason
no
he couldn't build his chest.
Oh no!
And I guess he didn't investigate the plastic surgeon enough because he came out with
boobs.
I believe it was C's.
Damn, that's some nice.
That is
bitties
awful.
Yeah,
he's a dumbass anyway. You don't need that shit.
No,
no.
I hope he enjoys them. I hope they're sensitive. Hey, we have to like end the show. It's at 1 hour now.
At first, I didn't like these titties, but now I've kind of gotten used to them.
I like them when my wife sucks on them.
Yeah.
What if he was gay and he had like
Frank,
his partner?
Hey, Frank, could you unlatch
like,
my bra?
Brawl. B-R-A-W-L. That's how Nathan would say it.
Aww.
Nathan, isn't he cute?
Yeah.
Get him to say bra when he gets home.
I want to meet everyone.
You know what? You should leave one out.
I should have a party for the 100th episode. Whee! But I don't know if everybody would fit in my apartment.
I'll come. I'll be here. I'll be drunk.
We actually need to be able to control the equipment.
I'll stay sober.
Somebody, yes. Somebody will be designated.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it and see what. DEC. But Herb can't be here.
Aww.
Yeah, that's.
When is he actually
what if
coming back?
We put him on
1 month from today.
Wow,
he's
month?
Actually moving here.
We,
sweet.
We put him on speakerphone.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
We'll be like,
know.
Woo, Herb, what's up, man?
We're partying hard without you, man.
Woo. We can get a cardboard cutout. And like, and it'll be like, you're here in spirit, dog.
And cardboard. All right, so we got to end it. All right. I want to invite everyone to go to the website, www.foulmonkeys.com. And people go to the MySpace page. I don't know the link. Just do it. Just go.
It's not updated, but you can go.
It's not. And it has crappy audio on there, too. Isn't it? It's pretty bad audio that's playing.
Sort of.
Also, people go sign up on the Frapper map, even though I can't get you a bumper sticker right now at this time.
Aww.
I know. I promised, but I can't do it right now.
I can buy blank bumper stickers and draw on them. Foul Monkeys.
Misty will draw you a bumper sticker.
Splat some brown paint on it.
Yeah. No, use the real stuff.
Oh. 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 Oh, man, it's like the end of the show, too. We heard on the radio the other day about a way that people were pickpocketing.
Yes. Oh, my God. We have to tell you about this. This is super interesting.
Okay.
And you know what they do?
They throw poop at you.
They throw poop at you and then walk away, and two other people or another person comes up and asks you if you need help.
Getting cleaned off.
Oh, they're like, my
you off
God.
Of paper towels
and that's
pick
when they
your
steal
pocket
your wallet
while they're cleaning
whatever.
You.
That is so rude.
Because then you had poop on you and your money's all gone.
You really got shit on.
Yeah, that's a shitty day. What a shitty
day. And it's so horrible, but it's so funny.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Because you'll be in like, oh my God, I just had shit thrown on me. So of course you're going to be like, yeah, I need some help here. You know?
Clean me. And they're all smearing it on you.
Yeah, just one thing
wax
after
on, wax
another
on.
Day.
Oh yeah, people call the hotline if you've ever experienced this. 06-984-FOUL. Because if you've had shit thrown on you and been pickpocketed, we need to know about that.
Yes, we do. We need to know what you were thinking when you realized that you were pickpocketed after somebody threw shit on you. And actually, what's also funny is Ryan's like, where would they get the poo? And I was like, we could go out in my front yard and get a lot of poo because we have like a bunch of dogs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of poo out there.
I say we do it.
He's like, I can give my poo. what else do I want to say?
Email, we have, I think.
Oh, email. Yeah. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Also, leave comments on our website like Anonymous did. But
except
leave your name.
The anonymous.
Yeah. And even if it's negative, leave it. Just leave your name.
Don't be a pussy.
That's
Come
all
I
need. Poussoir.
Back that shit up. Leave your name.
Okay. This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Ryan.
And we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.